Bikurim Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches 1:8. Hifrish Bikurav. What if a person separated his Bikurim to bring and then Nivzazu? Thieves came and, you know, took its spoils. They forced it out of his hands. Namaku, or they rotted. Nignavu, or some thieves came in the night and stole it. Or Avdu, he simply lost those fruits. O Shinitmu, or they became Tame, in which case they can't be brought as Bikurim. In all those cases, Mevi Acherim Tachteim, replacement Bikurim must be brought. Ve'eno Kore, but when he brings those replacement Bikurim, he may not do the recitation. The reason is because when one says a recitation, he says, Heveti es reishis pri ha'adama, I brought the first of the fruits of my land. And since he can't say they're the first of his fruits, they're the second now, so he can't do the recitation. V'hashniyam, as for the replacement bikurim, how do we treat those? Says the Tanakhama, einam chayav maleim chomesh. They aren't treated as if they are, so to speak, real bikurim. That is to say, if a non-Kohen eats those bikurim inadvertently, b'shogeg, so then normally when the rule is that one eats bikurim, the same as truma, trumas meister, and challah, the din is that one has to replace what he ate and also add an extra chomesh. That means an extra fifth one for every four units he ate. So if he ate four pomegranates, he'll have to replace it with five pomegranates. That's the case with truma, etc. And since bikurim is referred to as trumas yadecha, the truma of your hand, it also has a status of truma. However, since this is the replacement truma, meaning the replacement bikurim, here, this Tana says that if one eats it inadvertently, b'shogeg, he does not pay the chomesh. However, the Rambam speaks out that is the Bar Tanur too, that this is the shita according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Mishum Reb Shimon, and that is a das yachid, but the halacha does not follow this Tana, meaning the halacha is like the Chachamim elsewhere in the Yerushalmi, who say that one would need to indeed pay back not just the one who ate inadvertently these replacement bikurim would have to pay back not just the value of the bikurim, but actually add an extra chomesh, an extra 25%. Nitmu ba'azara, if they became tame once they reached the azara, but prior to having been given to and waved by the Kohen, or put in front of the Mizbeach by the Kohen, and the truth is, it's not the azara, the temple courtyard, is a lavdafka. It's not truth, is it could be even as long as one brought his bikurim into or upon the Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount. At that point, he's fulfilled his mitzvah of bringing Bikurim, and at that point, he no longer is obligated, he's on his mitzvah, he's on the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim, and that being the case, he hasn't had to bring replacements, and since they became Tameh, they certainly cannot be used in the offering service and waved, and therefore the din simply is no fetz, ve'no kore. They'll be dumped out, you'll pour out those tefillin, these Bikurim, from their container, and they won't be waived, and they will not, there's no recitation to be made since one isn't doing the full procedure with the Bikurim. The Kohen, however, will get the basket in which the Bikurim are brought. That's a separate din all to itself, but the Bikurim themselves essentially are poured out, and no one gets them because they're Tameh.